Gemara Daf Gimel Beis brings down the din of Lalista Inish Beiknishta, Adabani Beiknishta Achirit. You're not allowed to knock down one shul until you have another shul that's built. And the Gemara says two reasons, either because Pshiusa or Mishum Tzluya. Pshiusa means maybe you want to end up building another shul, or Mishum Tzluya, that you need a place to daven in the meantime. And for that reason, you have to make sure the other shul is built. And the Gemara says, not for me, it is if you have another place to daven. So then the reason of Tzluya would not apply because there's another place to daven in the meantime. And then the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud brings down the Kasha and the Subala and Buta, Hecha Asvelei Eitzel Hordas, the Mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash. How could Bava and Buta give an Eitzel to Hordas to knock down the Beis HaMikdash in order to rebuild it? Amar V'chisul Lister and Ifle Knisha and Abani V'Knisha Achariti. What about this then? You can't knock down a shul until you have another one that's built. And the Gemara gives two terutim. He by saying Matiyua Chazabei, he saw that there was a problem with it and it needed to be rebuilt. He by saying Malchus Hashani Loi Hadarbei, or that we could say the Malchus is different and we know for sure it won't be Chayzer. And for that reason, he would be allowed to do it. But the kasha is, in fact, the Yad Ramah, Lamaisa, Lafida, Tzad, that you need to have a Be'ikinesh Achrit, Mishum Tzli. Then what are you going to do over here in the Beis HaMikdash? There's no other place to bring Korbanos. Korbanos can only be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash, by definition, is considered that there is no Be'ikinesh Achrit. So Lachar should be Yasser, even though Tiyu Chazabe, and even though Shani Machuz Lehada. But what about in the meantime, just like Inalan, to knock it down according to that shot, if there's no shul to daven in the meantime over here, there's no place to make karbanos in the meantime, and for that reason, it should be aser to knock down the Beis HaMikdash. And he wants to bring a raya from here that we hold like the other lashon, at least over here in this type of case, we hold that the reason is b'shum shiusa, and therefore, even though there's like a duchta litzliye, we're not concerned with that, and it would be mutter to knock down the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Lachar, what he's saying is a pella, because the pasha says there is an etza even bezman when you knock down the Beis HaMikdash, because we hold makirvin afishayim bayis, you can bring karbanos even though there is no Beis HaMikdash. So be mutter to bring karbanos in the meantime, even though there is no Beis HaMikdash. You don't need to have another shul. So why can't you? Why is he assuming that there is no etza to bring karbanos bezman that the Beis HaMikdash is being knocked down? And the Achrenim Takas say this to answer the kasha. Kama Achrenim say this on their own. The Rishash asks his kasha, and he doesn't mamish give this teretz, but his son or Matisyo in his Haggai's over here, he says this teretz. We held makivin afishayim bayis supreme gadim says something along those lines. So lechar tzarichin on the arama, why does he assume that there's no etza to be makiv? In the meantime, lechar, if you hold makiv enough l'shem bayis, it would be mutter to bring karbanos, even though the attack is no Beis HaMikdash. So why does he assume that there is no etza to bring karbanos? And I was thinking that maybe from this yad ramah, he can bring a raya to a chiddush of the sefer Taras HaKadosh in the chelik aleph siman dal, that he wants to be mechadosh that even if you hold makiv enough l'shem bayis, but that does not cover all karbanos. That would not help for the karbanos hapnimim, those that have to be in the heichal, because when it comes to that, the Gemara says in Zvachim that if it's nifchasa tikkush al heichal lo yom makivin, even if the roof of the heichal is missing, you can't be makiv because there's a din of oil mayid. It's exerts a kasa. You need oil mayid dafka, and therefore you need the whole binyan of oil mayid. If you don't have the heichal, you can't bring the kabanis apnimim. There is no musik of kabanis apnimim when there's no beis hamikdash. So it's true that makivin afishen bayis. So that's only on the mizbeach achitzan, but there are many kabanis that you would not be allowed to bring, and for that reason, he's asking lachar legabi those kabanis. What's Pshat in the Gemara, Lechar, during the time of the destruction, you can't bring them. So Elamai, this is a raya that we're not concerned because we hold like that mandamer that it's Be'ikar Mishum Pshusa, not Mishum Tzlusa. But that could be the Pshat, why Makivna B'Shem Bayis was not an itz over here, because there are certain karbanis that would not be covered, even if you hold Makivna B'Shem Bayis.